dates back to the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, 1-9, when men sought to become gods. Harari spiked the football at the 10-yard line. It's our ball now. Common parlance today on both the right and left of the political spectrum refers to a new force in the world called globalism. Rioters who engaged in Occupy Wall Street and supporters of President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again, MAGA, movement both referred to globalism as a problem, even an enemy. But its nature, components, and operations, much less its history, are less well known than its main players, or, one might even say, villains. Today, those include Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, his prophet, Harari, the Illuminati, and, of course, whatever members of the Rothschild family are still alive. Beyond those names, those generally associated with globalism are the Rockefellers, Bill Gates, officials of the World Health Organization, the HWO, not to be confused with the great rock band The Who, the United Nations, or anything with a UN designation, and almost anyone who vacations in Monaco, Corfu, Capri, or owns a yacht over 78 feet long. Scholars, of course, have their own definitions. Roland Robertson defines globalism as the compression of the world and the intensification of consciousness of the world as a whole. Sociologist Anthony Giddens described globalism as the intensification of worldwide social relations which link distinct localities in such a way that local happenings are shaped by events occurring many miles away. Geographer David Harvey also referred to compression of our spatial and temporal worlds. A somewhat wordier definition was provided by Richard Peet in Unholy Trinity. As the space of a single global experience expands, the institutions that control economies and project cultural themes accumulate into larger entities and condense into fewer and more similar places. Lawyer Robert Barnes defined globalism as governance over the entire globe by an unelected elite. Finance professor Charles Calamiris took a more nuanced approach. Globalism can refer narrowly to a conception of trade that is internationally oriented, or to running a business that provides goods and services in many countries. Politically, it can refer to a public governance orientation that favors decision-making by international bodies or multilateral institutions, rather than domestic governments. When I posed the question of what globalism was on social media, I received the following responses. An approach to foreign policy in which economic and military planning and execution is carried out on a global scale. A sharing of goods, services, ideas, and resources between nations to create an eventual borderless world. A system that exploits the ease and speed of access to communication, currency, goods, and transportation. Old world monarchists marketing themselves as benevolent saviors in their quest to retain unfettered power. The philosophical belief that nation-states represent an immature phase of human development and must give way to a centralized, unified human authority. A new international order that promotes the interests of the world's financial elites at the expense of every nation-state's sovereignty. The ability by language and culture to fit in and succeed, no matter where you are or travel to in the world. The attempt to apply economy of scale to governance. Is globalism the same thing as globalization? Peter Zeihan, who is often described as a futurist, refers to the process of globalization as the development and industrialization to a wide swath of the planet, generation the mass consumption societies, combined with technological progress. He, in other words, sees globalization as largely an economic phenomenon. True globalism, however, is more sinister. From its origins at the Tower of Babel, it has involved a deep spiritual component in which some individuals, today referred to as elites because of their wealth, education, and social status, believe they have the moral authority inherent in their status to tell others what to do. And not just other Americans, others.